Well, we are good to go, and that means we're back on the air with Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to thank everybody for a fabulous spring, and now we're starting to head into the better parts of the season. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and our next guest, but before I introduce our next guest, I want to thank our friends over at Gray, Gray & Gray, Fabulous Offices, and my spectacular guest host, Rich Hershen.
Wow, that's a lot of hype right there. I hope I can live up to it.
Rich, you always live up to that hype.
I'll do my best, but we got a great guest. So
yes, we do.
Introduce Adam.
Adam, and we're going to be talking real estate, and we're going to be talking real estate in the 21st century. Adam Mundt, owner and broker, Kingston Real Estate. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Kingston.
Sure. So Kingston was founded in October 2017, mostly because I worked at a local brokerage in Brookline for a long time. They were highly successful, did things a very specific way for a long time. So there wasn't a lot of agility there. No real sort of movement into the 21st century with technology and things like that. So I saw there was a real need, and then also smaller, younger professionals coming into the mix and bringing in those technologies. I knew what needed to be done in terms of, putting together an office where you could utilize those technologies, but still maintain that sort of level of personal service, which I think is critical. So that's what I went out and tried to do with Kingston. And for all intents and purposes, it's working really well for us.
That's great. So give us an example of some of the technologies you're employing.
Sure. So it's all the basic fundamental stuff. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. The key to this thing is consistency and getting a process down. So things like a CRM, which everybody uses, things like email marketing, social media, all of that stuff is fine. And people do it all the time. Again, I'm not being unique. The issue is that if you don't have a process put together and you don't follow it, then it just becomes another one of those jumbled out sort of, you get lost into the fold. So what you want to do and what I've been doing here is, so every time, let's just say our apartment rental process, we have a CRM that sort of walks the customer and the agent through the process. What it does is that it not only puts things together where people understand every time what they have to do every single time. In terms of my agents, they do things the same way every single time to minimize mistakes, minimize a confusion and that sort of thing. And it's all spelled out for the renter. So in terms of questions and issues that they come up with, most of that stuff's headed off right away. And I'll tell you, one of the big things with this is as you see the real estate environment continue to go down this road of technology, you're finding these big players come into the fold that are direct to consumers. So in my opinion, the brokerage model is sort of one of those things that eventually will become extinct. I mean, let's just face it, technology in and of itself is going to replace a lot of the human interaction. The problem is that right now there's still a need for that, and people aren't comfortable with that fully yet. But what they're doing is that they're bringing in this technology and trying to step away from it rather than bringing in the technology and having it complement you. So there's a real difference there. So if you can say, hey, I have this product, which is a good product, and not only am I going to give you a positive experience with the process and doing it, I'm going to make it easy for you, and I'm going to save you time. Because those are the big things. I mean, I'm getting off on a little bit of a tangent here. I told you I was caffeinated. But the big thing is that the people that we're targeting, especially in the rental game, are the people that need immediate gratification, right? And that's the millennial sort of generation, is that they expect things done quickly. So one thing that they don't have, and what we're not dealing with, is people that are saying, yeah, okay, well, let me bring a check to you after my workday, or let me do this. That stuff isn't an element in the business anymore. It's like, hey, we need to do this right now. We need to do this right away. Let's just get it done. So if you have a process that complements that, people respond to that. And so that's, generally speaking, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a user experience out of this and trying to add value by creating a time savings, a process savings, everything's done electronically, that sort of thing. And I feel like that's the way the business is going. And if we can continue to, find ourselves in the process here, and then just attach ourselves to the different technology elements, that's sort of that sweet spot that everybody's looking for.
So was it just the fact that your old employer you felt was not really innovating that made you want to become an entrepreneur? Or were there other factors going on that sort of said to you, I need to be an entrepreneur, I need to lead my own organization?
Sure. Well, I had a team out there. I love being a team leader. That's just a big thing of mine. But yeah, mostly just watching the world go by. And, you know, like I said, the place that I worked at was great, highly successful. The issue was that it was just going by day to day. It was just doing the same stuff day by day by day and not doing anything interesting. And so for me, I'm a busybody. I like to do things new. I like to, you know, bring into social media and things like that into the fold. And there just wasn't any room for that. And so, as I mentioned, watching the industry move in the way it was, I was just slowly watching us become the dinosaurs. And that's just not an interesting position for me to be in.
So give us a sense of what types of properties you like to handle.
Yeah, so we do everything there at Kingston. So we have a rental division that's robust. We also have a brokerage division for sales and you know, helping people buy and sell. I'm in fact working on a multifamily in Brookline right now. We sold one already this year off market. We have a big property management division too. So we cover pretty much all facets of the business.
Where are you seeing the most growth out of those areas?
So Brookline is sort of insulated, I feel like. Brookline is one of those neighborhoods that's never really going to crash and burn. The schools are some of the best in the nation. You have the Longwood Medical area that's there that's always going to have people coming in and out of. So in Brookline's our core audience. So that's really, you know, where we're seeing all of our growth.
You said insular, but I think you're right. But have you noticed a change in the demographic also in Brookline over the last few years?
It's funny you say that because back in the day, I used to say that people used to graduate out of the Alston-Brighton area into Brookline. So there was a lot of these, you know, younger family demographic that would move in, you know, people with their first time, you know, girlfriends maybe moving in with their significant others, something like that. A lot of those people now are moving out to other areas. We're seeing places like East Boston, Somerville, Jamaica Plain. These areas are becoming more and more interesting to that demographic because of the fact that they're doing things that people want to do. Breweries, fun restaurants, parks with food trucks. Those sorts of things are being offered in these other areas to attract that demographic. And Brookline, look, they're still Brookline. They still offer a ton of value to people moving in, but it's mostly now catered to the young families and that sort of thing.
So we've been speaking with Adam Mundt, owner and broker at Kingston Real Estate Management with Rich Hershen from Gray, Gray, and Gray. Sorry for that. Adam, if somebody's looking for you, how would they do that?
Oh, so you can find me at our website is kingstonrem.com. My email is adam@kingstonrem.com. Just check us out online. We are everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. You look for us, you'll find us.
Great. Thank you very much, and thanks to our hosts at Gray, Gray, and Gray. We're going to take a break, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs.